I am speaking with Dr. John Kolb. He is with Boehringer Ingelheim, and I know you're a senior veterinarian. Tell us a little bit about what you do for BI.
I mainly work with a specific set of accounts, predominantly integrated production systems, but really helping them adapt our new vaccines, take technologies, and really any problems that they might have, whether they're with our products or not. If we can help them address them, that's what we do.
Well, I thought you had a very timely topic here because of some of the news we've had of late out there, and that was on addressing salmonella control and protecting food safety. Very top of the mind with the consuming public, and I'm sure for those involved in hog production too. What's the takeaway message from your presentation here that you would like people to have?
For me, the two biggest takeaways is salmonella is always going to be there. It's part of our environment, unfortunately, and that's been one thing that having a hard time making progress on, salmonella in terms of a food safety issue. CDC just came out with that information that we've really reduced E. coli, we've reduced Campylobacter, but salmonella is still stubbornly as a problem. Second take home, vaccine is another tool that we can use to help reduce that. So sanitation, pig flow, certainly proper procedures at the packing plant, those all help. But one more thing we can do to reduce the amount of salmonella in that pig itself is use vaccination.
What type of vaccination program would you have? Would that be something that would be kind of dependent on a specific operation? Could be a variety of ways that you handle that?
The salmonella vaccination use would depend on clinically what's happening on the farm. So making sure if there isn't a disease problem, we get a vaccine in ahead of that clinical disease. If there isn't a clinical disease problem, really it's very flexible. You can do it as young as 1 day of age if you're picking up pigs anyhow, or you can do it by drinking water in the nursery phase, whatever is simplest from a labor and wherever there's no interfering medications. Because it's a live bacteria, we have to watch medication use so we don't accidentally kill the vaccine before it can help the pig.
So to really determine what's the best option for a particular operation, who should producers look to in order to make sure they do have the right program?
The best process for a producer to think about placing this vaccine, get their veterinarian involved. They can do a walkthrough and clinically look at what's happening. Where do they see diarrhea? Where do they see pigs starting to lose weight? You can also use a serologic test, bleed some pigs at various ages, and just see when exposure to salmonella starts and make sure the vaccine gets in ahead of that.
Wonderful. Good advice, and we will make sure we pass that along. And I appreciate very much Dr. John Kolb speaking with me here at the World Pork Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.